Tesla Frequencies, Episode 3, Mind Excursions.
And to recap, astronaut Thomas Branly has mysteriously disappeared from the Tesla module of the Outer National Space Station. In his place, a confused lech named Corelli popped up with no memory of how he had got there. The Astronautical Space Station found a recording Thomas Branly made before he scarpered, in which he claimed to have heard the 130-year-old sounds of radio pioneer Thomas Edison's voice. Meanwhile, chief psychologist Duka Popovskaya has been venturing into the mind of Corelli. And flight technician Carl Braun is scampering like a tartan terrier in an effort to decode another tranche of Thomas Branly's audio logs. He's taken a moment from the business of hurtling through orbit to speak to us from the bowels of the space station. So, how's it going, Carl?
It ain't that big, man. It's like a horse half spotted filled with a broth, told you I'll lock him, you do.
I quite literally have no idea what any of those words mean. Thank you, Carl.
Cheerio, man.
Now, by floating down the corridor, navigating an airlock and levitating into her office, we're going to speak to Nicola Wardenclyffe, Strategic Operations Manager aboard the Astronautical Space Station. Ms. Wardenclyffe, how is blasting around Earth 16 times a day going for you? Dizzy yet?
We do have to be aware of the decompression sickness and barotraumas, and of course the T-cell reproduction problem does result in reduced immune system functionality, along with the inevitable loss of bone density and muscle mass. Some astronauts suffer from sleep disorders, and orthostatic intolerance is always going to be a problem, but dizziness is only a factor when leaving or returning to the Earth.
Naturally, what does your job entail exactly?
I press a lot of buttons, rock a fly-blue work suit, and assist the research team in their cosmic navigation.
So what has been dominating your vector vision today?
The English cricket team getting hammered in the World Cup, and Charlie Sheen's announcement that he's a freaking rock star from Mars.
And is this a claim you are taking seriously?
As serious as a heart attack.
So, watching cricket and Hollywood hack interviews, it's not all death rays and intergalactic battles with Ming the Merciless on the planet Mongo.
Disappointingly, no.
So, how is our forgetful stowaway Corelli faring? The last time we checked in, he had just left Nougat Nuggins Nuts and was hurtling towards full-blown Meshuggah.
Corelli has calmed down a little. Due to his fragile state of mind, we are planning to remove him from the Tesla module shortly and bring him here to the AS.
And how is that transport done between the Tesla module and the Astronautical Space Station?
Taxi.
Of course.
We use a local firm, Bazcabs. Very reliable, reasonable rates.
Right.
At present, our chief psychologist, Duka Popovskaya, is about to hypnotically induce Corelli in an effort to extract any subconscious intel.
You're looking for his cerebral porn stash, so to speak.
If you would care to put it so crudely.
Would and will. Try the cavity behind the DVD player, it's always a winner. Thank you, Ms. Wardenclyffe. In a moment, we will be checking in with the Tesla module to eavesdrop on Corelli's hypnosis.
So, Corelli, I am about to hypnotize you. I am doing this to uncover information that you may have stored in your subconscious mind. We don't know how you arrived in space on board the Tesla module. This might be a way of finding out who you are and what you are doing here.
Don't waste your time, Popovska. My mind is too strong, like a Teflon-coated elephant in a butter factory, chewing atom bombs and lead.
Sit back, Corelli, and make yourself comfortable.
Get yourself comfortable, sister. The night is yet young. We've still got time to seize life from the jaws of death, you juicy Russian love bump.
Think of a calm place, a peaceful place, a place which you know yourself and which knows you.
That's the best you've got. You know you're going to need tranquilizers and an elephant gun to get past my conscious mind. It'll be like trying to drive a Mini Cooper dinky toy through the Great Wall of China. Like your 98-year-old granny trying to get a Zimmer frame from 0 to 60 in less than 3 lifetimes.
A place of bright light, where the sun kisses your brow, smooths your wrinkles and warms your inner soul.
Yeah, Muscoom wreck. It's a useless waste of time, Popovska. Like a blind man in a dark room trying to find a black cat that isn't there.
Where light is love and love is life, eternally, gratefully, bountifully, yours, always, forever. Okay, I will begin to count down from 10 to 0.
Why don't you start at 10,000? We're gonna be here a long time.
10. Corelli? Corelli, can you hear me?
The kettle's on. The sun is gone. Another day.
It sounds as if the Celtic audio scrubber has done the business with some more of the disappeared astronauts' audio logs. Flight technician Carl Braun, what's the jimmy?
I decoded a few more of Thomas Branley's recordings. I haven't been able to recover all the data, so it's all in bits, you see. Let me see if I can play you some of the fragments. It's the red button. That's right, press that. Here we go.
Following the discovery of Edison's voice, I began to look for further evidence of his imprint in the stars. I scanned the radio wave spectrum for several days, and just as I was about to write the whole experience off as a ghostly quirk, I heard another of Edison's recordings. This time, it was a cornet and piano, fragile and crackling through the song, The Lost Chord. But I struck one chord of music, like the sound of a great amen. It flooded the crimson twilight like the close of an angel's psalm. I have sought, but I seek it vainly, that one last chord, divine, which came from the soul of the organ and entered into mine. Again, I believe that these sounds emanate from the late 19th century. Perhaps Marconi was right, not about fascism, but the idea that sound never dies. It just trails out into space. And that if we have powerful enough instruments, we could listen to any sounds ever made, any words ever uttered. The Sermon from the Mount to that unreleased U2 reggae album. Radio waves can travel across the whole galaxy without getting absorbed by the dust between the stars. They are our best hope of receiving long-distance interstellar communications. The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Organization have been seeking signals for 50 years and heard nothing. Perhaps they've been tuning in to the wrong frequencies.
Carl, what is that?
You see, it appears to be that Enrico Caruso warbling, Visti la Guiba, from the opera, Pagliacci.
That's the Italian one with the heartbroken clown.
Yeah, that's right. We dated the recording to 1902. It first appeared on gramophone back on Earth.
So how has it got up there? Has Branley gone a bit random with his iPod shuffle?
He appears convinced that these sounds have been emanating from somewhere out in the black.
Perhaps an opera buff with a sound system and a jetpack has been orbiting nearby.
Hey, that's right. You see that, Branley? He's a Rajimar rocket man.
Once again, Carl, no idea. Thanks there to Carl Braun, flight technician aboard the Astronautical Space Station.
The sun is gone. You said the sun is gone. What did you mean by this?
There was no sun for 6 weeks, and Kurzweil's Stalinist Christian cult took it as an opportunity to send the entire Western world down a wormhole to a parallel universe based on John Steinbeck's slender but beautiful novel, Cannery Row.
John who?
Hard-boiled. Broken Arrow. Face off.
Hey, one moment. I don't understand. Yani panimayet.
Of course you don't understand. I ended up here. That wasn't Kurzweil's plan.
Uh-huh. Who is this Kurzweil?
Second in command. I took him downtown, sister. Stamped on his throat. Sent him to Never Never Land in a scene strikingly reminiscent of Bruce Lee's epic dust-up with Chuck Norris in Way of the Dragon.
So, Kurzweil was number two, And the chief was number one.
The chief was number three.
At the department?
Yes, the department with the good guys. Kurzweil, on the other hand, was definitely bad. His meek foundation harbored a psychopathic and diabolical desire to purge the earth of anyone with a bank account.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
And they did.
But they didn't, Corelli. The rich still control the earth. The meek inherited nothing.
In your universe, I would need a quantum machine gun to make you understand this. Wake me up, Popovskaya. I want to get silly.
It sounds like they've gone to Corelli. He appears to be revealing too much. He could blow the whole thing.
Perhaps he should be eliminated.
Perhaps the link is radio. Theater of the mind. Over these past few days, I've heard all manner of strange celestial emanations, and I think I may have detected amongst them an early radio broadcast from New York, the 1920s perhaps. It seems impossible, but I've found the Fermi paradox is the contradiction between the apparent age and vastness of the universe, the high probability of a technologically advanced extraterrestrial civilization's existence, and the lack of contact. If they exist, why haven't they called? Perhaps these radio waves are the first contact. Can you hear that? It's incredible. The original Dixieland jazz band. The first jazz record. Somewhere out there.
When I count down again, you will return to the present. Ready, Freddy? 10. 9. 8.
Bake me a cake.
7.
Bake me a 3. A cake made of snakes.
6.
You could make me a cake of snakes.
I
wind it up in a circle made of children's eggs and give them to the cats.
4.
We like cats' eggs.
And 3. 2. 1. Zerovskaya.
Frogs.
Corelli.
I told you couldn't hypnotize me. My mind is as strong as 54 Jeff Capes in an arm wrestle with Satan.
It was very good, my friend. You traveled. You were total hypnotization. Corelli, we're going to take you through the ass.
Like ginger spice and that cat Bubbles in the forest of broken dreams.
Oh, no. Oh, baby, it's the Astronautical Space Stazione. We can conduct further tests there. And from there, you'll be taken back to Mother Earth.
There is no ass.
We're all doomed.
I'll call you a cab. Module computer, can you call a taxi for us, please, baby?
Of course. Right away.
Hello. I would like to book transport from the Tesla module to the Astronautical Space Station.
Alan?
Moses.
I am the ZooKD computer programmed by the Outer National Space Agency. Can I book some transport, please?
Transport? What's you want about? You want to book a cab? Speak English, girl.
I can confirm that my wish is to book some transport of the type taxi cab. The passenger, Corelli, needs to be moved. He may be unconscious.
Hang on a minute. He ain't brown bread, is he?
Or in a slightly disturbed mental state.
Oh, he's a nutter, is he? Jesus H. Where are you?
I do not understand your inquiry.
Where are you? For the pickup.
I am an electronic voice simulator aboard a Phantom Silica board. I do not exist in a physical realm.
Well, that's gonna make pickup a bit tough, isn't it? Look, love, no offense, I don't want the cows to get out, do we? Put me onto someone with a boat, will ya?
A boat?
A human, you jumped up toaster.
Transferring call.
God, blimey, stone the crows. Sitting here minding my own business, trying to have a cup of rosy. The bloody dog's going, and the bleeding toaster comes through. I don't know, what's it all about, eh?
Baz? A taxi from Tesla to the ass, please, as soon as you can.
Oh, hello, girl. How are you keeping?
Tasty.
Listen, darling, what's all this malarkey about some radio rental geese on the back of my cab? I'm not a bleeding ambulance. What if the Mickey Rooney goes all Tonto in the back of my sherbet? I don't want him getting all pat and Mickey in my backseat, do I?
Mr. Corelli has full control of his bodily functions. He will be asleep for the entire journey. We'll cover any damages. Just charge it to the account.
All right, nice one. I've been here in 15, sweetheart.
Corelli is moving in 15 minutes. Follow him. Jam the communication signal and take out the ship. We can't allow Corelli to reach the astronautical space station. He mustn't arrive.
I'll contact our agent aboard the space station.
Tell them to maintain their cover for now.
Confirmed. Neutralizing procedure enacted.
If he arrives, our plan will be ruined. Corelli is the key to everything.
The Tesla Frequencies, Episode 3, was written by Paul Dudnall and Simon Wilkinson. The players were Suzanne Armand, Karen Dudnall, Paul Dudnall, Yael Caravan, Lewis Reed, David Parker, Matt Rudkin, and Simon Wilkinson. The Tesla Frequencies has been a Buck in Fudgy production. All episodes are available online by going to currentlyoffair.com or subscribing to the podcast through iTunes or Podomatic.